to hear. We post a week's worth of consumer calls on our website so you can listen to the day you missed. Consumer Calls is also sponsored by CMNR Development, ITG Village, Fireplaces Plus of Oklahoma in Dewey, and Enterprise Odd Store. Once again, the numbers to call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. And good morning, and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and the number to get in to me is 918-336-1400, and our toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. And, of course, Consumer Calls is about you calling us with your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We're not taking any business advertising, licensed to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Now, you can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And I'm here until 9:30 waiting for your call. Now, we'll talk about garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales. We'll always talk about community events that's happening in Bartlesville and our surrounding areas. And we'll talk about fundraisers for your church, school, club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. Good morning. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Deanna Gary, and I work for the Hospital Ascension St. John's. I was wondering if you guys would be able to make an announcement that we are having a walk-in clinic here at the hospital for COVID vaccines.
Okay, and when is it?
It's today from 8 to 4.
Okay, and you just walk in, right?
You just walk in. It's in the main lobby.
Okay. And that's going on today and tomorrow. Is that what you're saying?
Today we're doing the walk-in.
Okay. All right. And you've already told me, because you're on the air right now because I'm doing Consumer Calls, so you already told everybody. So, again, that's the walk-in clinic for the COVID vaccine today from 8 until 4. And just don't need an appointment. Just go right on in, and they'll get you taken care of.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Good morning. How may I help you? All right. Nobody is there. So I am looking for your calls again, 918-336-1400 and our toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. And looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Community events, community announcements. We'll talk about any of those things. Anyway, I'll be right back.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Tickets are on sale now for the K1 Cooking Extravaganza.
Tuesday, April 20th
at the Bartlesville Community Center.
Celebrity chefs will share their favorite recipes with step-by-step demonstrations.
Returning to the stage is Jamie,
along with Master Chef Mark Spencer of Painted Horse,
and David Varner
with Michael Minich from the Green Country Village.
Enjoy booth browsing of local businesses, including
Bank First, Bartnett IP, Beautiful Bellies, Buttercup Market, Advanced Body Scan of Tulsa, Chili's Grill and Bar, Cliff's Flooring and Windows, Danielle Weaver's
Everett Music Studio,
Green Country Village,
Mary Kay Sales, Kathy Langley,
Moxie on 2nd,
Cincy, Elizabeth Lauren,
Visit Coffee Bill,
Wendell's Rock and Jewelry, Wooden Buffalo, United Linen, Super Centro, La Fiesta.
Doors open at 3 and the stage show begins at 6:30. Reserve tickets are on sale now at the BCC.
Get your VIP tickets at the K1 Studios for $28.
For more info, call 918-336-1001.
It's the K1 Cooking Extravaganza,
Tuesday,
April 20th at the Bartlesville Community Center.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. What I want to know is, do you pull over for funeral processions? You know, that's the proper protocol. So, yes, I do. Do you pull over for funeral processions? Give me a call. Let me know. It's a poll question of the day from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. 918-336-1400. Go to BarnesvilleRadio.com for the link. Or you can go to K1KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page and cast your vote. And again, the poll question of the day, do you pull over for funeral processions? And that comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm looking for my daughter is needing a car or a truck. She doesn't really care, you know, so much what it looks like, but must be dependable and runs good, and the max she's got is $1,200.
Okay.
And she needs it to get to work. If not, she's going to lose her job, and I don't want that to happen.
We don't want that to happen. No, we don't.
No, she's got a little boy she's trying to raise.
Okay.
So, but you can reach me at my number at 918-440-4011.
Okay, so she needs a car or a truck or pickup, actually. Dependable, reliable, works well, runs good. Her bottom dollar here is about $1,200 is what she's willing to pay. 918-440-4011 is the phone number to call.
Yes, and I do pull over for funeral possession.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye now. All right, she was answering my poll question of the day from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Do you pull over for funeral processions? And yes, I do, and yes, she does. Anyway, with that, I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. On Thursday, May 6th, our area joins with many others around the country to observe the National Day of Prayer. We will gather for prayer and dessert at the Bartlesville Community Center at 7 p.m. to intercede for our nation with prayer for our leaders, healthcare, schools, churches, military, families, and the general state of our country. I stand with many other pastors and lay leaders in this community, urging you to join us for prayer. Please join us Thursday, May 6th, 7 p.m. for the National Day of Prayer at the Bartlesville Community Center.
And 921 is what we have right here, looking for your calls, 918-336-1400, and the toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936, with your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Now, we're not looking for any business advertising, licensed or running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And here till 9:30. Let's go ahead and take a quick check of our weather.
Clouds move out, sunshine moves in, gusty winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour, low humidity this afternoon, another high fire danger issue. Temperature near 72, tomorrow morning 47, and then a high tomorrow near 79, a gusty south wind at 10 to 25 miles per hour. There will be a slight mention for a shower storm tomorrow afternoon and evening. Higher chances just to the south. This sets up a pretty good weekend. Saturday morning, 42. Partly sunny Saturday afternoon at 68. Sunday, sunshine at 79. From the Bob Mills Weather Center of News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. Right now at 922 in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, USA. 55 degrees out and sunny with a high, looking for a high of 77 and a low of 46. Now tomorrow, that may change a little bit, partly cloudy, high of 79, of course, and a low of 45. And that is our weather. Now it's time for our Oklahoma Energy Report, and then after that, our Doggone Report.
Trying to make sense of the numbers. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma. The closely viewed weekly report on U.S. crude and fuel supplies out Wednesday is prompting many half-empty or half-full debates. But for now, traders seem to like what they saw. The Energy Information Administration's report showed a bigger-than-expected drop in U.S. crude inventories, including an 800,000-barrel drop at the key Cushing, Oklahoma oil hub. But at the same time, the report showed a drop in gasoline demand and a 4 million barrel jump in gasoline supplies, as well as a 1.5 million barrel increase in distillate inventories, items such as diesel and jet fuel. So the yin-yang between falling crude inventories but rising fuel inventories has analysts arguing over which should get the attention. Right now, the winning side appears to be those who argue that refinery runs are up because of an anticipation and increased demand as the U.S. economy continues to come back from the pandemic, with more people being vaccinated. The NYMEX May crude contract rose 0.7% to $59.77 a barrel on Wednesday. The weekly report on U.S. natural gas inventories comes out today. The NYMEX May natural gas contract rose on Wednesday, up 2.6% to $2.52 a million BTUs. President Biden's multi-trillion-dollar plan to revamp and modernize all aspects of U.S. infrastructure while placing billions into alternative energy infrastructure only mentions oil and natural gas in one way. It would provide millions to plug old wells. In Oklahoma, the operator of the well is required to pay for plugging, while abandoned wells with no responsible operator are plugged using a fund that is supported by a fee paid by current oil and gas operators. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 15th through 17th at State Fair Park. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call our show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
And it's time for our Doggone Report. Our time now is 9:26. Nothing to report today. Everybody's home, safe and well, and that's a good thing. But when we do, for a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, you can visit our website, bartlesvilleradio.com. Click on the Community tab, then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up. You can see everything there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, by all means, go to bartlesvilleradio.com. It's a free service. And click on the Submit tab. It'll open up. There's a form you fill out. You answer questions, submit your information. At the end, you have the opportunity to upload a picture if you like. And once you hit the Submit button, it does not go to the website. It does, however, go to us, and we take care of what we need to and send it on its way. Now, you can call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can email me, Sharon, Sharon, at bartlesvilleradio.com with your information. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as quick as I can. And that is our Doggone Report.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
Join us weekday mornings for One-on-One with a Professional on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Tune in at 9:30 on the first and third Mondays when Bartlesville Health and Rehab will be in. On the second and fourth Mondays, listen in to hear important information about city government when representatives from the city will be in for City Matters. Tuesday at 9:30, tune in with Dr. Carrie Williams from Med Club Bartlesville for Health Talk. The first Wednesday of the month at 9:30, Green Country Village Senior Living Community will be in to talk about senior living. Join OKM Music on the first Wednesday of the month at 9:45 for information about Bartlesville Entertainment. On the second Wednesday, Regent Bank will be in at 9:30 with financial information. Go one-on-one with Dewey City Manager Kevin Treese at 9:45 on the second Wednesday. Join K1 Car Talk with Dungey's Family of Autos every Thursday morning at 9:45. Fridays at 9:30, join legislators for Capital Calls presented by Phillips 66. And at 9:45, it's Brew and Buzz with Thad Delbeck. Keep informed with One-on-One with a Professional exclusively on K1.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. No time to take any more calls today, but don't worry, I'll be back in tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls at the same time, 10 after 9 till 9:30 on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy the weather, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
When people remarry and form a new step family, they may experience some unexpected challenges. And Ron Deal explains one of those on Focus on the Family Minute.
Their expectation is that because you and I love each other, parenting thing's just going to work out just fine. We'll figure that out as we go. And my message to people